Now, back to Bloomington. The Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce is one of our great friends, obviously, and we touch base with them, what, every other week or so? Is that when we do that? The Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce? Well, Eric Spoonmore, the president and CEO, is on vacation this week. So instead, we get my great friend, Christopher MG. Hey, what's happening? How are you?
Good, Glass. Great to be here for Eric. He is on a cruise enjoying some sun in the Caribbean.
Been there, done that this month, and yeah, he was excited to get going for all of that. And there is, if you can, just go. I put it off way too long in my life. I finally had an opportunity. Just go. You'll be great. You'll love every minute of it. Well,
you know, twist my arm. Glass, on that.
But you and I should do some research. We should go on a boat and do some research.
Well, I'm enjoying just this is the first week of MCCSC summer vacation, so it's 9 weeks, and we got the camps positioned here. I'm looking at my spreadsheet, which is color-coded, and so this is like a little bit of my like fantasy sports of just kind of throwing around, trading weeks here and there. So it's been fun for me. It sort of puts a kink here in the MG household.
Well, the other fun part is we have Indy in the month of May as well, and you will be putting more miles than some of the race car drivers, taking to and from and having fun with all of that. But it is summertime. We've got, obviously, the Memorial Day weekend coming up this weekend. The kids are out. Our friends at RBB will go – I think they go 4 days this week. I'll hear from Dr. Yes. Sanders next hour. He'll get us caught up. But you are the Director of Advocacy and Public Policy, and for those people maybe just joining us for the first time or not really sure what exactly the chamber does, well, you guys do lots of things. Tell us about your responsibilities here in downtown Bloomington.
Well, thank you, Mike. Well, we do advocacy and public policy, and we do that on a sort of local municipal level. As we just had elections here earlier in the month for the primary, and then we do county and then state legislature. So the session just ended, three weeks ago. So we follow all of that, and it's a lot of fun just to see where we're going and what I have to look forward to.
And all the great stuff that goes along with that. You interact with our local business owners, business leaders, and figure out what they need to tell Indianapolis. What's the advocacy part of what you do?
Well, the advocacy part tends for this. It depends on what level of government. The state is a big beast, and we have a couple legislators we try to fine-tune. I'm sure Mr. Spoonmore, my illustrious boss, mentioned the convention center and some of the language there where we sort of work on the edges to sort of change some of those drop-dead deadlines that they were going to impose on Monroe County. So we were able to successfully do that, and that's having Representative Mayfield, Senator Yoder up on the State House that works with us, and we're very fortunate to have such a great cadre of legislators that can kind of work with us on some of these issues that are hugely important to the community here.
And our community obviously is very important. The chamber over the last few years has really grown, and the activities and outreach that goes along with it has been fantastic. How many members are you up to now, Christopher, and how hard is it to get involved? It's not.
No. We have 870 odd. I know it changed. I think we had a couple new ones today, so it might be 872. And, you know, you just look up Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce and get a sense of everything that we're going, you know, we do beyond advocacy, whether that's our women leadership group, our young professionals. In fact, speaking of, we have our Women Excel Awards next Thursday. So that'd be the first at my favorite venue, Hinkey Hall. We'll be honoring five ladies for their work in our community. I think that's like the 13th or 14th annual version of that particular award show.
I was there on Saturday night honoring 50 years of Indiana men's soccer, and they had that place dolled up and ready to rock and roll. A fantastic event staff there. The food was great, so I hope you have the exact same outcome as we did. A very, very nice one. Christopher MG is our guest. Last time I saw you, you were walking through the woods looking for stuff. You weren't even playing golf. You were seeing if anybody won any of the prizes out there at Eagle Point.
It was our golf outing was last week, and we were lucky enough to have you there, and I was manning hole six, which is the bourbon hole. So we had these flags there for the golfers, for the teams, and if they got within a golf club distance, they received a bottle of this bourbon. So it was a lot of fun to put that together. We hadn't done it in a long time, so we were a little rusty, but it's the chaos that really gets us coming back, because it's a golf outing. It should be chaotic and fun.
And it was all of that. And we had box lunches on the course. We even had a great 20-minute rain shower just to cool us off with the rain a little bit. You had great sponsors, great prizes, and you were sold out. That's important, because that tells me what you guys are doing resonates here in the local business community.
I can't tell you how many times, and this was at Eagle Point Golf, which were a great host for the event, but I can't tell you how many of our members were like, can you bring the golf outing back? And it was great that we were able to do that for our members, for our sponsors, and really have an enjoyable day. I can't say we heard nothing but positive things from both the teams and from the sponsors on that lovely afternoon.
And I had to duck out early because of this whole radio gig. You can't do the radio out there in the rain. It's the old electricity and water. With a big thanks to KT Lorenzen for giving me a ride to the car in the rain before the really heavy stuff came down. I snuck out at the right time, but the rest of my teammates soldiered on, had a ton of fun. And everybody had great things to say when it was over. So now here's the big one. Everybody's going, oh, I missed out. Well, yeah, you better get ready for next year. This isn't leaving the schedule, is it?
Oh, no. We even talked about doing a second one here in the fall, but I don't know if the staff will allow for it. But, no, we'll be back next May doing another one of these golf outings. And there's plenty of other offerings we have throughout the year. Take a look at the Greater Bloomington website for all those ways to get involved, whether that's a golf outing or philanthropic volunteer. Many things just like networking, something as simple as that. It's a lot of fun. I have the best job, Glass, that you could possibly imagine.
You know, Eric Spoonmore, we tease about Eric because he's always on, and he's a great sport, by the way, the president and the CEO. He will never tell me who is in charge of the big scissors, but you had those big scissors out last week cutting another big ribbon down at Rumpke Waste and Recycling.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun. That we had quite a few elected officials for that. I think we had, by my count, about 150 people for that new location. That was a lot of fun, and we always enjoy a good ribbon cutting. We are the Chamber of Commerce. It's part of the enjoyment is just the big scissors.
Now, do you guys go to a training seminar? Do you go to a special camp to wield those scissors? How they should be used? What about for the left-handed people? Are there any left-handed people that run into this stuff?
Luckily, we do have some videos on YouTube that can kind of do it step by step for us. We're living in the technology era. We don't actually have to read anything, so that helps us out quite a bit, especially those less literate.
I just watched the video on your great Facebook page, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. Put that into your Googleometer on Facebook, and you'll find what you need. And just as the ribbon was cut, somebody is walking off with the scissors. I just wanted to see where they went, and of course, the camera moved. It's like a big secret. It is. It really is. Nobody knows it. Until you work for you guys, no one knows how the big scissors work. Okay, fine. I can live with all of that. You were talking about young people earlier and more ribbon cutting. We'll get to the young folks here in a second, but you were busy at the Barrett Agency as well.
Yeah, no, that was another sort of ribbon cutting that we had. It was that last week. I was out in a conference, so I'm a little behind on some of the chamber activities. So hopefully, Stacy Bruce, our membership director, doesn't get on me too much.
You'll be in chamber jail. You don't want any of that. But we did talk about the young professionals, and again, it's great to get people together to network. It doesn't always have to be in a formal setting, and this one seems a little bit more social coming up at the Bloomington Brewing Company this Thursday.
That is correct. The Bloomington Beer Company is having their monthly, their monthly social. There'll be some food trucks there. Zion Crossroads will be playing.
Oh, very cool.
A fabulous band with a little bit of a reggae tinge to it. So that'll be starting around the 5:30 time period, and it'll be well worth your time to enjoy some beer and great tunes with some young professionals of Bloomington.
And let's remind everybody, it's at the brewery. Not the restaurant. That's a big difference because Jeff Meese and the gang have changed some things around, and we us old school folks, you know, we just, Lenny's was always the brewery, but it's technically not anymore. It's Lenny's.
No, they sold it off to the Franklins, who are doing a wonderful job with that and continuing Jeff Meese's tradition. I mean, that is the original microbrewery here in town from, I don't know, it was 1990? Mike,
It started around there, a long time ago. Yep, they went from Pizza Express to the brewery to everything else. But this will be out, I think Profile Parkway is where the brewery is, if I have my...
Yeah, I think you are correct in that. Let me just double check. It's Thirsty Thursday.
Well, of course it is.
And that is on that's on West Industrial Park Drive, the Bloomington Beer Company. So if you're looking for where their brewery is, go check us out on Thursday. It'll be a lot of fun, and maybe you can get me a Quarryman Ale.
I'll meet you at Rooftop. How about that? A little bit
sounds good.
Little bit extra there from where were you last week? After Hours Business, was that Ruoff? I know
that was Ruoff last week. I was at City Council. I mean, because
you had to work.
I did not have any of the fun. It was Public Safety Week, so I was honoring the men in blue here in Bloomington for the fine work that they do, understaffed, but highly appreciated by the chamber and our members.
And how important is public safety to public advocacy as well? Because we know we need a safe community if business is going to grow and we're going to have large events and convention centers built, everything like that. I know that's important to you guys.
Well, and it's just, these are some of the things that local government does. We need the, you know, we need our trash picked up, we need the potholes filled, and we need streets that are safe. And so that goes, you know, right in line with all the things that make for a vibrant community. You need those basic services. It's not very sexy, but it needs to be done.
Yeah, it needs to be done, and it needs to continuously be done. And I think that's been a very positive as well. We don't wait for it to be a disaster. Try to do a little preventative medicine. The next time we'll do business after hours, we'll hit another. At one time, the Bloomington Brewing Company was from the One World Enterprise family, but we're going to go in June, and I know that's a couple weeks away, but you know how
15th,
it is, buddy.
Yes.
When you jump into Memorial Day weekend, all of a sudden we're going to wake up, it's going to be July, or it's going to be June 5th at some point, and we're going to wonder what the heck's going on.
No, it's always like these things, especially June, goes by incredibly fast, and all of a sudden the dog days of summer start hitting us with the humidity and the really severe heat, so let's enjoy this while we can, and sip our beverage here. Don't gulp.
Exactly right. The Woolery Mill will host coming up in June. We'll talk more about that on our next visit. It'll be the next Monday we join you. It will be the first Monday of June. Big Memorial Day weekend plans. What do you got going on, or are you just enjoying this first week of everybody being out of school?
I think we're just enjoying everybody being out of school here. We can sort of take it easy. We had the last week of school, so we had birthday parties and play dates and everything else. So I'm hoping we can at least exhale.
Well, you do work hard and you do work well, and we do work for them. We were joking off the air. Where do you need to go? What time? Yeah, all right. Yep. Well, we'll make sure we do all that. Glad you could fit me in this afternoon, buddy. Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you on the streets again, and have a fantastic long weekend, which means that's a short week next week, buddy. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you.